Yes.
We in between the visits. Well, when I came over with Baba in 1952, well, we thought we were coming for one whole year, and we brought our trunks and everything for that purpose. Baba said, take your clothes and whatever you need for 1 year. Well, then, of course, the accident came, and that prevented us staying, I suppose. Of course, Baba knows everything, but we didn't stay, and I don't suppose we even intended to stay more than about a month or two. And then, when it came to going back, and after the accident, which of course you've all read about, it wasn't possible to leave Elizabeth and Norina alone to run the centre, which then was open really to the public in one sense. And Norina was in hospital with a very bad heart attack, and Elizabeth had 11 cracked ribs, and so she was in a sort of case. So the, as Baba said, how can we all go back to India and expect her to run the centre now? So then one of us had to stay behind, and it fell to my lot, I suppose, to remain behind. And therefore Baba said, I'll come back and fetch you in a few months' time. Would you mind remaining? So I said, no, Baba, whatever you want. Will you come back and fetch me later? Oh, yes, said Baba. And I think I said, oh, 3 or 4 months. And I think Baba said, well, probably a little longer than that. And so then he left word that he wanted the centre and the cabins left 100% in order and clean, so that at any time that he would come back, they would be ready. But we only had two men working at that time, that was Frank and George, with the one arm. But they were wonderful, they did everything that was necessary. But I was to do the cabins, to clean them, and I scrubbed them, and I did windows, and I did everything that you see all the men doing 100% better now. Everybody coming to the centre says, oh, the cabins used not to be so clean as they are now. And of course it is, I mean, they're wonderful. I mean, you don't see a speck of dirt or anything. It's true that Elizabeth still goes round when they've gone home from work and goes into the cabin, and if she sees a little bit of dirty silver or a dirty pot and pan, then I welcome her when she's back for supper time, and out of the car comes cans and broken plates and any little thing that she thinks doesn't make the cabin look as nice as it should. That's the woman's touch, isn't it? And so now, where were we? We're going back. Yes, so at that time this house wasn't built to Ruba. I lived downtown on the 32nd Avenue in her father's house. So I used to come up by car 2 or 3 times a week. Carpenter used to bring us up, or Frank Eaton, and Norina would pick me up with the car and her nurse in the afternoon. And then during those hours I would do the floors and sow the grass sometimes, and pick up the piles of wood. I've heard about 50 piles, I suppose. I work half in the cabin, half outside. And that took place always, and that went on like that until 1956. There were very few visitors, but nobody was staying in the centre at all. Only Frank, the caretaker. But we would have letters, as we do now, from people perhaps travelling from Florida up to New York, and they'd heard of the centre, or people who'd and met Baba perhaps in 1952 and would want to return to the centre. So we used to have tea parties in the kitchen, and if you peeped into the cupboards in Baba's house, you would see the china that we used to use in those days, and we kept it because it was rather special. And we'd make cakes and we'd have our sandwiches and we'd show people around in the goon cabin and the barn, and not as far as the beach. We usually went, showed them the lagoon and the barn and one or two of the cabins, then we'd go across the bridge, the lagoon, and then we'd show them the twin cabins that had been built there and the guest house that had been built for the girls, that only the girls could go in and see. And that went on from 1952 to 56. And there was a little correspondence went on during that time. We were allowed to write to Baba or to Mani only for matters concerning the centre. I think I was allowed to write during that period to Mani whenever I wanted. But for the most part, Baba said, if there's anything concerning the centre, you must write to me immediately or telegraph me. So we had that link with the East all that time. And then, of course, in 56, Baba said he would come, and then there was great doings. We had to add something onto the porch, and Baba's house had to be opened, and we had to have somebody do the cooking for us. And there were several guests, and they stayed both on the centre and off the centre. We used to be able to take in about 40 to 50. And there would always be And you were on the centre, weren't you, in 56?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I think.
Yes, I
The centre was full of all those that really had known Baba in the 52 time, and 52 and later. And then Baba had gatherings all the time in the barn in the morning, and also there were the private interviews in the lagoon cabin. But that's been very well written up in the Awakener magazines, exactly what happened in 1956. And then the same thing happened again in 1958. But it was in 1956, I think, that Baba said that Elizabeth must accept the property back again because he did not want to own anything in his own name, and therefore he asked